The Pharisees complain that Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them. His response is to tell two stories of the lost and the rejoicing which ensues when they are found, having repented. A shepherd loses one of a flock of sheep. A woman loses one of her 10 coins. What is described in the stories doesn't sound like repentance at all. After all, sheep and coins can't repent. Instead, we see the main motivation is the absolute commitment of the person who wants them back, the shepherd and the woman, to finding them again. The shepherd does all the action, not the sheep. He leaves, goes after, finds, lays it on his shoulders, rejoices, comes home, and calls together his friends. The same holds for the woman. She lights a lamp, sweeps the house, searches carefully, finds, and calls together her friends. In both, the emphasis is on the finding, and the one committed to search for the otherwise hapless lost sheep and passive lost coin leads to Jesus' stunning God statement in both parables. There will be more joy in heaven and joy in the presence of the angels of God when what is lost is found again. That is, you and me, and the sinners, those people with whom Jesus has just been welcoming and dining. I repeat, neither lost sheep or lost coins can really repent. But the parable reveals a divine point of view that emphasizes why it's the seeking and finding that matter. The lost, be they sheep, coins or sinners, are found because of the sheer initiative and dedication of the shepherd, the woman, and the Saviour God. Jesus tells us God will tirelessly and relentlessly seek out the lost, and God and heaven rejoices when they are found. Those sinners the Pharisees disapproved of are the people sitting around with Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who are welcomed, feasted, and now found. Sitting with Jesus and so facing him, they have by definition repented, that is, turned around to face God. That is grace. That is God's love. And now the next hymn that you can join in with is that well-known psalm, The Lord's My Shepherd, and it's sung by the choir of Westminster Abbey, but it has some beautiful film to go with it.